It's a burner boy that's on Namibia's heart and soul, sitting on top of the world. That's how we feel right now, even though it's exceptionally cold. We can't imagine we are on top of the world. Tohoba. Yeah, that's the feeling I think you should go into this Wednesday. 6:14, for some reason, I don't know, for some reason, I just feel like a Thursday. Maybe it's because I'm so urig.
Yes, to see what the weekend has in store for.
Yes.
But you really know what the weekend has in store for us.
Yes, I do. And I'm looking forward to it. But we'll brag about it on Friday with due time.
Let's start
today before you even leave the comfort of your home with Mind, Body and Green, which is that bed where we consciously want you to make the correct choices for yourself that will eventually sit well with your mental, your physical, your spirit, your emotions and your environment. So let's talk Mind, Body and encourage you to go green. Shekwan?
Yeah, so today we're having a very quick conversation about how absent fathertism, not a word, I think, is it?
I mean, we could make it a word, absent fathertism. Absent, you know what, we'll play around with it.
I'm just Googling, it's not a word, but you know what I mean. So, absent fathers, effects on child development, okay? I think for the most part, I mean, maybe to tie in with the conversation that we're having today, we can make noise about how you need to be a present father and all of the, I mean, a present, father in this case, okay? And a lot of people just don't take it to heart. They just feel that, you know what, the child is still young. They're probably never going to remember that I'm around, so I might as well just, you know, try to be active when they can actually understand and grasp the fact that I'm actually around. But a parent's role in a child's development is very, very, very important. Now, both parents, equally just play a significant role in nurturing, supporting, protecting, and grooming their child into happy and emotionally stable individuals. Now, the absence of a father in a child's life can obviously have just negative behavioral consequences and may lead to trauma, which will affect them a little bit later on in life. So let's just look at some challenges a child growing up without a father may later face in life. So first things first, I also learned a lot as I was actually, you know, just reading this article myself. It was just, you know, rational and behavioral issues. Now, according to this article that was published by All Pro Dad, I don't even know how I find these articles, people. Like, it's so odd. But yeah, now kids who grow up without a father often struggle socially. They have, they carry this feelings of feeling rejected by their dads. They feel abandonment and also struggle with trust, commitment, and later in life, intimacy. A father's absence often leads to behavioral problems. Now, kids don't know how to process their anger. They don't know how to process their anxiety, especially if they have a diminished ability to communicate. So they basically just lash out.
Yesterday.
All right. And you would also find, you know, like, was it yesterday or the day before when we say that, or when you said that you've noticed that they're just, you know, men who just don't know how to act around women, for example, you know?
Yeah.
You know, the sad part is, like, if that child doesn't have a present father or someone who can guide them through life, they just go around taking from that person. Like, you just learn on the streets and as you go, you know, like, with the flow. And it shouldn't be that way. You should be present in your child's life and guide and lead them through all of these things, okay? I don't know who I was having this conversation with, but I was just talking about how, I think it was a session with Dr. Mberida, but I just expressed how I just have so much anxiety raising boys by myself, you know? But also decreased communication ability. This is an interesting one. Now, in the earliest years, a child with both a mother and a father experienced a lot more communication than the child who doesn't have a present dad. The child has more just direct communication, which obviously leads to them, which is actually more than words. Facial expressions, their vocal tones, their gestures.
Yeah.
Now, with a dad present in that child's life, the child receives double the communication, but he or she will also witness communication between the parents. And that is always a good thing. And I read an article, I can't remember, I was trying to remember the website that I read it on, but it basically just emphasized on how now the millennial generation, so to say, you know, especially with black folks, they are encouraging those type of, you know, just healthy co-parenting relationships and so forth, because now we understand for the most part how important it is for me and the dad of my children, that is, to have a healthy relationship, and for just how that plays out in front of our children, for them to see that my parents actually do have a healthy relationship. Here's one that might not come as a surprise to you: mental health.
Yeah.
Mental health. Now, children with an absent father grow up without the sense of just, you know, that security that dad provides. The sad thing is, like, for girls, if you don't grow up with your dad around, or him being present or active in your life or whatever it is, like, you actually go out into the world with a void. What happens later on in life is that that little girl is going to grow up looking for validation from men to fill that void that a father should have affirmed and filled in the first place. You might be like, oh, my baby mama's, whatever it is. It's not even about her. It's about that child, and
it's
how
the child,
they need you. All right, so our dad's presence and love also just gives a greater understanding of our identity and sense of belonging. You would find that children who, in terms of mental health, now kids who grew up without their fathers are the ones that a lot of the times have mental health issues, the anxieties, the depression, the bipolars, and all of these things, you know. So let this be maybe just the conversation that you needed to hear today. You know, hold yourself accountable for it and show up for your kids. All right, it's not even a thing of, oh, I didn't grow up with a dad, so, you know, like, and I grew up fine. Maybe you're not that fine.
Yeah, you know,
and we're in the process of breaking generational curses, and we don't want to pass that on to our kids. Call that child today. Set up a time, even to go to the barbershop with that child, whatever it is. Spend time with him. Yeah.
All right. Those are strong words. And indeed, we're going to have more strong words that's throughout the show today. It's 6:21 right now on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Stick around. We've got your favorite in the whole wide world, Drake, coming up. Which song? Well, you're going to have to leave it on Fresh to find out which one.